Well, Kim, INEC has directed that the results of each polling unit be displayed immediately after the votes are cast. This means that all the candidates will know what their results are in each polling unit all over the country before they even get to the national headquarters. INEC says this is about the only way to ensure that the polls are fair so that each candidate can tabulate his or her votes even before a national announcement is made. It says that this is one of the ways it feels there'll be credibility in the process. Also, INEC has announced that more security personnel will be deployed countrywide in all polling units, and this includes members of the military, police, paramilitary officials, and this is also to ensure that there is no violence, and that officials say they intend to keep the violence very low, just like it did last Saturday, and to ensure that international observers give the vote a pass mark, because this is the biggest one, Kim. It is the presidential election.
How are they going to ensure that these new procedures will be carried out?
Well, yesterday, the INEC chair, Atahiru Jega, held a meeting for several hours with some of these officials. They are called resident election commissioners. They are in charge of the elections in all states. So they have met, they have given directives, and they've all pledged that they are going to comply. And, of course, the citizens are asked to even stay behind and monitor that the process is credible. So everyone believes that if this can be done, then Nigeria, once again, will hold a peaceful presidential poll this weekend.
Regarding the opposition, Shinadu, what decision have they made in choosing a candidate?
Well, Kim, the decision they made is not to take any decision. Yesterday, hopes were high that the main three main opposition groups would field a consensus candidate to challenge President Jonathan. But after hours of meeting, they were unable to agree. What that means is that each of the three main opposition parties will field its own presidential candidate against President Jonathan. And indeed, those in the president's camps are delighted about the development. It means that no serious challenge will be mounted against Jonathan, as all the other people will share the vote, and Jonathan appears is the only candidate that has a nationwide acceptance. And they believe the inability of the opposition to agree on a common candidate may just smoothen the way for President Jonathan to be reelected on Saturday.
Shinadu, we're now coming down to the wire. We're just 2 days away from the election. What is the mood like there? What are people saying?
Well, the mood is upbeat. People are looking forward to the election, but there's also a little fear that there does not be violence. Remember, the last election was the Senate House of Assembly election, so a lot was not at stake except for the individuals who were vying for this position. But the position of a president is huge. It's a powerful position. It's a very special position. And, of course, if you know the lead-up to this, the North still wants it. They want the rotation clause of the ruling party to be respected. So there are still tensions. People are still worried, but they are hoping that President Jonathan has promised more security on the streets. And, of course, INEC has promised a more transparent process. So they are hoping that the vote will be transparent and that if President Jonathan wins, or any candidate indeed wins, there won't be any acrimony, there won't be any demonstration, as long as the process is open, free, and fair.